This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. And presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
The other day, I was standing on Madison Avenue in the rain waiting for a bus, and as this bus driver bore down on me, I signaled for him to stop. And you know, instead of stopping, he went right by, went through a puddle, and splashed mud all over me. Was that you?
No, no, she can't take your mind and leave.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. All right. The number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. In our studios tonight, we are broadcasting live from the in Tribeca, from the iHeart Radio Studios. We have the captivist, John McDonough, here, who's also, you know, he's been very modest. He did 3 years on the TV show Boardwalk Empire. How you doing, Johnny?
Good, good. I was glad to be on that show. It was great to see how the magic of Boardwalk Empire came about and wearing the period costumes that were given to us. It was great.
Hey, look, the show's not on the air. Stop plugging, will you?
You know what?
It's
you're off. Right. You're right.
Nah. We're still here. And we have JFK Mike in the studio with us. How you doing, Mike?
And I'm looking at the latest ratings for this week, and you're the number one talk show on Sunday night between 8 and 9 o'clock.
How do you like that?
We got the proof. But heads and tails above the rest.
So, you know, let me just go back to last week, okay? Last week, I did something. I bashed the restaurant because we ordered a porterhouse steak for two. I used my mortgage money to eat there. It was very expensive. And
dun-dun-dun.
So my mother called me after the show and said, Dave, can they sue you for saying that? And I don't want to be sued. So if I make a retraction, I was told we won't be sued. So here I am publicly. Not to make a retraction, because there was grizzle in that steak.
Yeah.
You didn't give it to me for free. You didn't offer me something else.
Yeah.
You didn't take it off the menu.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I would never mention the Steakhouse Gallagher's, but they have 400 steaks in the window, aging for 10 years. It's a beautiful, beautiful, it looks beautiful. Don't order the porterhouse for two. And if it's grizzly, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to tell the chef. So, sorry, I had to say that, okay?
You go back and tell the chef yourself.
And, you know, you get information here, folks, that you don't get on any other radio show. Let me give you some recalls. If you own a Mazda, 69,447, they're recalling 2004 through 2008 RX-8s. And I want everybody in the studio to listen, because I'm going to ask you guys which vehicle you think is has the worst recall this year. Okay, the affected vehicles have fuel pump seal rings that may deteriorate due to exposure to heat from the engine or exhaust pipe. Deteriorated seals may leak fuel, and that can cause a fire. So the manufacturer, Mazda, did not provide a schedule for notifications at this time. That's Mazda. Jaguar Land Rover, over 5,000. They were calling 2013 through 2015 Jaguar XF vehicles equipped with 2-liter GTDI engines. Now, those vehicles have insufficient clearance between the underfloor fuel delivery lines and the undershield and body, allowing the fuel lines, okay, to chafe, possibly resulting in a fuel leak. A fuel leak! And, you know, that happens, you can have a fire. And there's a very small recall, small number of 2017 Jaguar F-Type SVR vehicles. Due to an assembly correction during manufacturing, bolts connecting the rear lower control arms to the knuckle assembly may fail prematurely. And if that happens, the rear control arm may separate from the vehicle, and you lose control of the vehicle. So that's the Jaguar Land Rover. Now, General Motors, on 2017 Cadillacs, the XT5s, and 2017 GMC Acadias, the front brake calipers may have a torn or misaligned caliper piston seal, which may allow brake fluid to leak. And if brake fluid leaks and there's a heat, if you lose brake fluid, you're going to have a crash because you have no brakes. All right? And GM has not yet provided a notification schedule. And then finally, Chrysler. 2016 Dodge Durangos and Jeep Grand Cherokees equipped with a 3.6-liter engine. During the assembly of the engine, the fuel rail crossover tube may have been damaged, and that may result in a fuel leak. Okay? A fuel leak in the presence of an ignition source can create a fire. That recall is going to start December 19th. So, which vehicle is worse? The Mazda? The 2004, 2008 RX-8s? The Jaguar Land Rovers? Okay, recalling the Jaguar XF and Jaguar F-Type. General Motors, the Cadillac 2017, XT5s, and the Acadia vehicles? Or the Chrysler Durangos and Jeep Grand Cherokees with 3.6-liter engines? Which do you think is worse, John?
Well, Taxi Dave, I have to question why you're giving out about the recalls of Jaguar. Your audience is broken-down cab drivers. I've hardly ever seen one driving a Jaguar, and that would be the 1% who would be bringing back their Jaguars.
Okay, well then, and how do you feel, Mike?
Well, me, I would say I've never really been a big fan of death by fire. I mean, I'm against it. I don't want to come out publicly and say that. But I think the Jaguar dying in a fire of a Jaguar that you paid $100,000 for, I mean, that would be I'd be thinking about the flames were ripping my flesh off. I'd be thinking about that $100,000 going up in flames, too. So I'd have to say I'd be very upset if I died
in a unanimous Jaguar fire. So this is what I'm going to tell our listener audience. If you own a Jaguar and you're in the car right now, you ready?
Crickets. Go ahead.
I want you to head to the East River. And very carefully, without hurting yourself, I want you to drive that Jaguar into the East River. Okay? Let's go. We want Jaguars in the East River tonight.
Jaguars in the East
River. Jaguar.
All right.
Are we going to get T-shirts that say that also? Or?
It depends if we get sued or not.
Yeah. Line forms on the right.
Okay. If we have time, what was that? If we have time,
don't look at me.
We're going to talk about the MTA prices going up. But in the meantime, there's a lot of things going on. Mike, you were talking about rate increase. There's New York City stats. Our email address and our phone number. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Just to let you know, we've already gotten some emails. So let me read them. Finally, someone from CMT heard my request about making a better taxi driver over a friendly app, even though there are a few bugs that need to be worked out, but this is exactly what Halo app was like. Maybe you can get the president of Arrow on your show. That's from Tommy. Thank you very much. I printed these out right before I came to the show. I urge my fellow taxi drivers to go to Building 14 at JFK, which is the Port Authority building, and make complaints and file suggestions to move the shorty lines from the first five lanes to either the way it was originally or even better, the last few lanes, starting with the last fire lane, lanes 40 through 54, which are shorty lanes anyway. Plus, it gives the dispatcher in charge of shorty lanes the use of that booth that they have for inclement weather. Now, let's look at some fresh emails that have come in. Okay, from Mr. Nakos. LaGuardia roads, tunnels have ridiculous traffic because they lack the intelligence to put all resources into one job and get a tunnel, bridge, terminal, or road done. Let's have 10 crews do 10 different jobs to cause traffic instead of having that 10 crew focus on one job and get it done faster. I guarantee that if they focused on the Midtown Tunnel first instead of the UL Carry Battery Tunnel, that would have happened. The Midtown Tunnel would have been finished. Send the National Guard to LaGuardia. LaGuardia looks like a war-torn third world country airport anyway.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that wonderful email. Appreciate it. And let's see what we got here. Okay, we did the recalls. Now, there is, I just want to remind it to all New York City taxi drivers that there has been an extension, okay, on the TIF payments, the taxicab improvement fund. That's the 30 cents that's added to every fare. There are two surcharges added to every fare, folks. 50 cents is the MTA tax, and 30 cents is actually goes to this TIF fund for wheelchair-accessible vehicles and to drivers who drive wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Now, John, you were a little confused. You wanted me to say something about the vehicle purchase of those?
Well, it's the breakdown of how the money is spent by the city. I mean, you know, every trip or every fare in the city, 30 cents goes to this program. I'm not even sure what the program is about, who is benefiting from it, and who maintains this money and who disperses it.
Okay. The TIF fund, it's no secret that the taxi of tomorrow is, in some cases, people call it the taxi of yesterday because it's not a hybrid. Drivers don't like to spend money on gasoline, so they would prefer driving a hybrid. There is no hybrid wheelchair-accessible vehicle right now. It's harder to drive because it's heavier. There could be more serious accidents, and there may be more time in the shop because there's so much more equipment on it. So what the city decided to do is take that surcharge money, charge a surcharge, and if you're the buyer of one of those accessible vehicles, it's about $45,000, $48,000. Right away, you're going to get $14,000 once you're hacked up. Hacked up means your first day, you go for that inspection, and you go to work with a yellow taxi cab. The city, within 30 days, will send you a $14,000 check. And then every inspection cycle, that's three times a year, for 4 years, you will get another check for $1,333. So that's $4,000 a year for 4 years. 4,000 times 4 is $16,000. Plus the $14,000 you get right away, that's $30,000 towards a $45,000 to $48,000 car.
Dave, is that taxable income? I mean, could that be considered additional income what you made that year?
That's a great question, John.
That's a very, very, very good question.
Because it is. You have to declare it on your tax.
That's, you know, all right.
So all of a sudden, you
your salary just went up $30,000 for the year.
I guess you could look at it like that.
Good.
Okay.
Woogity woogity.
Let's take our first caller. Gloria, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, everybody there.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Gloria.
Everybody knows me already. I'm always calling to complain.
That's
anyway.
Okay.
You go, girl.
You look good, though. That's
amazing. I am so tired.
You have a face
of
for
complaining.
Radio. I have a face for radio. Yes. You're tired
about
of complaining?
The medallion. I am tired of complaining about the medallion. But the brutal fact remains that Uber has impacted the ability to earn a stable income for medallion owners. We cannot compete with Uber. And the question is, why do we have to compete with Uber? What did the city do a contract with Uber like they did with the yellow industry? Because honestly, there is no work for the yellow industry. So why drivers are going to go drive for yellow when you have to spend 2 hours to get a fare? And then you see the people in the corner with their iPhone getting an Uber call. There's no airport. It's really getting to the point that it's highly incredible that the city has allowed this to happen.
Well, I'm just going to say that at the risk of contradicting you, I mean, you do a lot of great work, but it has gotten a little teeny tiny bit better. And I'll tell you what I've done, besides working Kennedy Airport, I also work the streets, and I've gotten into the habit where I used to just run the streets. Now I've gotten into finding a few fishing holes that I go to on a regular basis. Like, I know that I'm going to probably be like a zillion cams sitting down there. I know there's a Citibank escalator thing on Greenwich Street and Beach Street downtown. They got people coming out where some cabs queue up. They have the Hudson Hotel where some cabs queue up. They have a lot of little fishing holes, I call them, where the cabbies can now sit and wait for people to come out. I know they do that in London, and historically we've just been running up and down the streets rolling. And what the people do is before they call their Uber, they're coming out of the building, and they'll look to see if there's a cab sitting there in front before they pop the Uber app on their phone. And a few times I've seen them almost pull the trigger on the Uber, but then they see like four or five cabs sitting in front of that building, and they put the phone away and hop right into the yellow cab. So that is a changing dynamic for my pardon the million-dollar words, but I've noticed that I've done a lot better lately sitting in front of a busy building with people coming out, because the people coming out invariably are learning how to mix and match Uber calls with yellow cab calls. And also, we don't do surge. So I guess they're getting a little sick and tired of the credit card bills coming in, and they're getting sick and tired of getting yelled by their corporate bookkeeper for paying two or three times the rate that a yellow cab would charge. So apparently some of these folks in corporate land have been taken out to the woodshed by their bookkeepers, and the yellow cabs are the lucky beneficiaries. I hope that's a continuing pattern.
And Gloria, the other thing that's going on now in Manhattan, I just feel Manhattan is swallowing up the drivers. There's barely anywhere to drive. Going up 23rd Street now, we have the bus lanes. We got to accommodate the hipsters out of Williamsburg and Brooklyn with bike lanes going over everywhere. And do you notice where the bike lanes are not? On Fifth Avenue, on Park Avenue. It seems the wealthy of this city do not want bike lanes on their streets, but you go anywhere else, like
they
trying to get up First
Avenue.
They
have the pedicabs on Fifth Avenue, don't they? That's blocking right. The left lane anyway.
Well, that the bus lane that brings the people in from Westchester coming down on Fifth Avenue. But the city, I feel now driving, is closing in on everyone. When they're designing whatever they're doing, it's piecemeal. Oh, let's throw in a medium. Let's throw in a bike lane. You know what? This needs a bus lane. They're not thinking about the truck drivers that have to deliver. The cab drivers have to get around the city. I mean, First Avenue, do not have a heart attack on First Avenue. You're not getting up it between 14th Street and 34th Street. And yet you have the hospitals are right there because there's so much traffic that's going on.
And you can't make a left turn onto First Avenue anyway.
Right. Yeah. And now on 23rd Street, you can't make the right turn onto 6th Avenue. I mean, we really have to go from river to river now to make any turns.
Yeah.
So the city is just making it more and more difficult, not only with their support of Uber, but what they're doing is destroying just getting around the city. I mean, Trump, two Fridays ago, decided at 4:30 on a Friday, shut down the Lincoln Tunnel. I got to go to my golf club in New Jersey. No consideration. Here's a guy that tweets about Hamilton at 3 in the morning. If you're up at 3 in the morning, take the Lincoln Tunnel. Shut it down.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. But now, at 4:30, oh, I got to go to my golf club. I got to shut down the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm a big wheel now. I'm a maca. I got to go out there. This is killing us here in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, we got nowhere to go.
We got an email from Nancy.
That's my dream.
Nancy says, hi, Taxi Dave, listening to you. I agree with Gloria. So many people are going with Uber. The business has gone down. At least it's worse for the green cabs. Gloria drives a green cab. How you doing out there? Drive safe out there, Gloria. Unbelievable. So, are you okay with this, Gloria?
The city is killing us, yes. At this point, the yellow cab industry, they're not making any money. But really, their income, my husband's income has come down.
Let me
so
ask you
much.
This. Does your husband witness illegal street hails in Manhattan?
All the time.
All the time. Well,
all the time.
If people are doing
Uber
the same thing that yellow medallion owners pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for, and if people are doing the same thing without being penalized, without consequence, this city has failed in protecting their partners. And who are their partners? The people who bought medallions at auctions, and the city made millions and millions of dollars. Where is protecting your partners?
Yeah.
You know what they would do in Broadway Empire if you didn't protect your partner.
and the Sopranos. We start whacking a few people.
Start whacking.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, not only did they hurt the medallion owners in existence now, they've canceled. I mean, you're on the front lines of this whole thing. They've canceled medallion auctions where the city could have made basically $2 billion for printing up 1,000 pieces of tin or 2,000 pieces of tin. So I'm just wondering at what point.
Jaguar? Just say that again.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Mike.
Jaguar. Okay. No, because I was going to say the city had a chance before all this Uber schmoober stuff was happening that they could have been printing up medallions for auction. They could have sold $2 billion in medallions, and that auction hasn't happened because there's too much competition. There's 43,000 Uber cars on the road. They should have capped the Uber cars at about 10 or 15,000. Then they could make money. The yellow cabbies could make money. But how many ways are you going to slice up the pie in New York City. Because this is what's happening now. I know the Uber guys are starting to look at each other like what do we get ourselves into? At least the yellow cab is capped with a fixed number of 14,000 yellow cabs. But the Uber cars are just giving them out like gumdrops, and their drivers can't make money.
Yeah, ever wonder why you can't move in the city, folks, with your cars? 43,000 Ubers. How many were there a year ago or 2 years ago? There were none 2 years
right.
ago.
Right. Sure.
So thank you for calling, Gloria. Appreciate it. Amos, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, hello.
Hello, Amos.
Yeah, hi. I tried to think about why the app company, the GPS company.
Are you in a dentist's office?
I'm just walking outside.
Okay, you were saying, why the app company what?
Oh, okay. They don't, you know, put in a commercial on the television in the back of the taxis to show the people that they can use the Apple phone or iPay or Android Pay, because a lot of people don't know that they can use the, you know, the iPhone to pay for the fare. And they just put one commercial every single day. It's the same commercial that I'm running in the back there. And I have the people struggle. One day I have a passenger. She doesn't have the money. She was calling somebody to come and pay for her. And I say, oh, you have Apple phone, right? She said, yes. And I say, you can, you know, use it and pay. Oh, I said, I don't know that. You know?
Okay. Well, why they don't use, know why, that. Why they don't go to television? It's because television's expensive. Mm. Uber's, what's the value? $68 billion now?
Allegedly.
Oof. Yeah, they're losing millions of dollars every month, but their value is $68 billion. You know something? If I'm losing money every month and I can't pay my rent, I'm not valued in anything. How does somebody get valued at $68 billion if you're losing money every month? I still can't figure that out. It's a great world, isn't it?
Yeah,
that must be the new math they're talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
Who's making up the statistics?
Okay. Listen, this is getting very serious. I'm getting stressed. I have to tell a joke. All right? So there's a couple in their 90s, and the wife is upstairs, and she yells down to her husband, "Honey, walk upstairs and make love to me." And the husband yells up, "I can only do one of those things."
Oh, if only Henny Youngman was alive today.
He'd be so proud.
Could I tell my French joke?
Not now. We'll save that for after the break. Brother Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing?
All right.
You know, you forgot to mention everybody a happy Thanksgiving and the Taxi Dave pledge. Forgot two of them.
Well, you know what? Thank you. You're an old-time listener, and I appreciate it. So, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Okay? By now, I don't think you're going out for turkey dinner.
No.
So, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. How's that? And
very good.
And as far as the Taxi Dave
pledge,
the short version is, folks, listen carefully. Don't drink and drive. I used to make our guests take a pledge that they will never text while they're driving. Distracted driving causes, you know, deaths in cars. With all the safety factors, deaths are going up in cars in this country every year.
Really? You can't
It's
wait.
All distracted driving. You know, I can't begin to tell you how many people I see looking at their phones, texting while they're driving, mm-hmm. taking phone calls. You know, they have to disable all of these phones while you're in your car. It's the only way to save lives. Do you want to save lives, or do you want to have a convenient life with a chance of dying? You know, I don't think we want, like, that chance of dying. That's for sure. So thank you, Brother Ben, for that. Let's take another call before our break. Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. And by the way, our phone number here is 1-800-321-0710. Charles.
Yeah, you're talking about how they screwed up all the traffic. Ever look at Broadway in the last couple of years?
Which part of Broadway, Charles?
I don't know. I can't remember, but it's like one bumpy lane. You think you're in Pakistan in the mountains or something.
Well, there is one lane. If someone, you know, and people can't believe it, if someone told me 5 years ago, 25 years ago, that Broadway is going to be one lane in lower Manhattan, I would say that's impossible. That's the financial capital of the world. More and more people are traveling to Lower Manhattan, to the financial capital of the world, every day. And you know, I did this once a long time ago. You could, at 23 or 28 miles an hour, I forget which one, from 218th Street and Broadway, you can drive all the way down to South Ferry on one light without stopping. And that's going back about 20 or 25 years ago. Probably 25 years ago, maybe more. But today, you can't go two blocks on Broadway. And Charles is right. Below 14th Street, there are areas, and almost all of Broadway is one lane. The right lane is a bus lane. The left lane is for parking. One lane. The bicycles have their thing. I'm not sure if bicycles are on Broadway or not, to be honest with you. But they are on Upper Broadway, but on Lower Broadway, I don't think so. But there's one lane for cars. One lane. You're going sometimes three lights to go one block. Welcome to New York City, folks. Uh-huh. Take a yellow cab. Don't drive.
I've got that beat. They have a turning lane into the Midtown Tunnel, and superimposed on the turning lane from 2nd Avenue into the Midtown Tunnel is a bike lane. God, strike me if I'm lying. I'm going to get a picture for the newspaper. Yes. He knows. He knows.
Unbelievable. Okay, this is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And by the way, before we take this break, let me just tell you something. They're having a scholarship opportunity at Melrose. You can get up to $1,500 in 2017.
Oh,
if you're
nice.
A high school student, okay, you can get $1,500 as a scholarship. So this is what you have to do. There's a form. You can get it online. If you go to Melrose CU online, or you can drop by Melrose Credit Union, there is an application, and you complete the application and an essay and gather the required transcripts and signatures, and then you return them by December 28th. And some of the questions they're going to ask you about is, you know, have you received any honors or any awards? Do you have high school activities, any community volunteer work? Have you worked? Have you held a leadership position while you're in high school or before? So Melrose Credit Union is doing stuff, okay, for high school kids also who want to go to college.
That's great.
When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're here with Claire, with JFK Mike and the captivist, John McDonough. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Perlamp Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Perlamp can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Perlamp has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PearlandBrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, Taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Stephen Crawford in his time. Well, he may decline. Did it matter? Does it now? Stephen would answer if he only knew how.
Taxi Dave is back. It's Sunday night in the Big Apple. We're broadcasting live in Tribeca from the iHeart Radio Studios. We're with JFK Mike and the captivist John McDonough and Claire. And one thing I didn't tell you is we're being filmed right now for French television. Ooh la la.
Everybody breaks into the United
States. That's right. French television is in the house. Okay? They do specials for their news every week on different industries throughout the world, and they're doing filming for the New York City taxi industry. So where better than with the three of us here having 100 years or more of taxi experience to get to the nitty-gritty, to get to the lowdown.
Now, let me just say, if I have to go to the bathroom in France, do I say I have to go make yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, just to let you know,
I couldn't resist.
Also, Accessoride is now testing the use for yellow taxis and green cars for some of its trips. The drivers will receive these trips through Arrow or Curb apps. When you accept the trip, you'll see this message appear in your DIM. You'll see it indicating that the trip is an AAR, that's Accessoride. And it has already been paid, including a 15% tip by Arrow or Curb. Do not collect money from the passenger. So Accessoride has come to the yellow taxi industry. Finally.
And Dave, I believe an expert on that will be on your show next week. Malachi McCourt will be in the studio to talk about Accessoride.
That's right.
He will be, Johnny.
Yes.
Of course he will.
That's right. It was Mrs. McCourt there. What can I tell you?
Claire McCourt.
Okay.
Yes, me, darling.
We have some phones. Let's take Frank, you next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I would like to mention a moment just about politics before I get to bus lanes. Would you mind? Would I mind if I say something just easygoing about politics? 6 months ago, a young woman in my taxi talked about politics, and she said to me, "I can't imagine Trump winning." And I said to her, "Brace yourself."
Okay, that's a comment about politics. What else you got, Frank?
I was in a bus lane coming about 9:18 in the morning, coming from JFK with a flat rate on the meter. Therefore, it doesn't move, Dave, if I go 8 miles out of the way. But I was in a bus lane on 2nd Avenue approaching 34th. I saw standstill traffic on 34th that did not show up in the judge's video of me going through the bus lane all by myself. But it made me feel guilty. But I said to the judge, the reason I didn't take that turn, I was going to 250 West 34th. Is that there had to have been a traffic jam on that street. That's why I didn't go there. But he doesn't see the traffic jam, Dave.
So you had a reasonable explanation why you didn't make the first right turn. And what did the judge do? He found you?
He found me guilty because he couldn't see any reason why I didn't take that turn.
Perfect. Aww. Okay, folks, so if you need to get where you go,
boy.
Okay, and the taxi driver says, "I'm sorry, I have to make a right turn," be prepared to pay his $115 ticket or
is
it more?
Yes. Oh. No, it's $115. My first offense, he made me pay the full price. And he won't catch me again, Dave, because they got me in 1992 when I went through 42nd and 2nd with my front wheels in the crosswalks and my license plate in the middle of the intersection.
So you haven't gotten a ticket in 22 years?
Between
that's right, tickets.
Dave. With
okay.
the camera.
And can you imagine getting a stupid ticket like that for trying to help your passenger?
Sense.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Unbelievable, yes.
It really is. Thanks for calling, Frank. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. We have JFK Mike was talking about some things and believes that it's time for a rate of fare increase.
High time.
So let's do one thing at a time. You think that the flat rates to JFK should be eliminated? Tell us why.
I think the flat rate to JFK is outdated because originally they did it so there'd be some designation from in front of hotels so they could tell the people exactly how much it costs at JFK. Okay. Now it's been outdated with the GPS technology because, hypothetically speaking, if a person is getting ripped off on the way to JFK, it shows up right there on the GPS printout, so they don't need to have this guesstimate of how much it costs to Kennedy Airport anymore. Because not only that, but the cab drivers are now getting ripped off because you get stuck on a flat rate going out to JFK, you're stuck on $52, whether it takes half an hour, hour, hour and a half. And with the Christmas season,
what's the longest it's taken you?
Oh, my God. When the UN came in, who was in town? Either Obama or the UN or both.
Both.
I did a house record hour 45 minutes from JFK into Manhattan, on $52.
And did you have to wait in the lot before you got that fare?
On top of waiting in the lot and on top of waiting in front of the terminal. So we're talking about a devotion of almost 2.5 hours to get a measly stinking $52 stuck on the flat rate. So that's one thing we have to look at because you got to keep quality drivers in the business, and fare is fare. And also I want to say if someone lives on 36th Street and like 2nd Avenue, they could be paying less than $52 if they're coming in from JFK. So we're both getting shtupped. You know, that's my opinion.
Is that a financial phrase, shtupped?
Shtupped. Don't ask me to spell it.
Financial term?
But I think they should take a look at that because I think right now the JFK flat rate at $52, it's really a disaster. And along those lines, I think they should also give us
We'll get to that in a minute.
I got about 15 things I just want to rattle up real quick.
800-321-0710. Let's take a call. Christine, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Christine.
As you know, my husband works for security at the airport. We got a call not too long ago, and he thought he heard something where Dirty 2 BJ wants to support the Uber drivers, which you know I don't like.
Who wants to support them?
32BJ, but he wasn't sure. He didn't hear the message clearly. Well, we got a call tonight, and I answered the phone. He heard right, something on Tuesday that 32BJ wants to help support them. I'm like, are they out of their minds?
Why are they out of their minds, Christine?
Well, 32BJ supporting Uber.
Why?
As you know, I dislike them like the plague. I just don't get it. Why do you want to support them when there's hardworking men and women who drive a yellow and a green cab? That makes no sense. Meanwhile, you get your, you take money out of my husband's paycheck, what, every month or so? And you want me to support them? I don't think so. We got screwed by a union several years ago.
Is your husband a member of 32BJ?
Huh?
Is your husband a member of 32BJ?
They only take union dues off of him.
Okay, just to let people know, 32BJ is not in a porno film. 32BJ is a union, okay?
If Uber workers aren't in a union of any kind, why are they supporting them when yellow cabs have been around way before them? It's like it makes no sense.
Yeah, 32BJ, you know, you're going all out support. Let's face it. You know, if anything, they should support yellow cab drivers for taking them to work for all these decades and getting them there safe and getting them home during emergencies. Unbelievable.
You know, Christine. It's really getting, you know, it's getting to the point where I'm ready to...
Take it easy. I think it's time for a joke. Right? Listen, Christine is very stressed out.
Welcome to the Taxi Dave Suicide Hotline. JFK Mike.
Suicide Hotline, throw it to me. Thank you very much, yes. I'll get them over the edge, yes. Anyway, here's my French joke. You ready? A guy's on vacation in the south of France in the Riviera. So he's walking along the beach. He sees a French guy with all these beautiful women around him. He goes, hey, Francois, how do you get all these beautiful women? He goes, hey, what you have to do, you have to go down to the vegetable store, put some vegetables in your bikini, and the women will come to you like that. So a guy goes, okay, I'll check it out. So he goes to the vegetable store. gets some vegetables, stuffs them in his bikini, walks up and down the beach. He goes, hey, you know, Francois, I've been walking up and down this beach for like 3 hours now, and I have yet to meet one girl with these vegetables stuck in my bikini, my Speedo. What am I going to do? He goes, you stupid idiot. You have to put the vegetables in the front of the bikini.
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Who you calling a dummy, you big dummy?
It's a little too cerebral for some of the folks. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention my sponsor now. Wait. Okay, while you were telling that joke, we just got a call from Jaguar, and they said that I will definitely be in trouble. I will definitely be in trouble if I don't retract my statement about driving those Jaguars into the East River. So all you folks, I'm sorry. I know I told you to be careful. Don't hurt yourselves and drive your Jaguars into the East River. Do not drive your Jaguars into the East River. Head west and drive them into the Hudson River. All right? There. Take that.
Help.
All right. Let's take one more call before we take a break, okay? This is Taxi Mom. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show. You shut off your radio and speak into the phone. You have 3 seconds. That's it. We're done. Okay. My mother finally called into the radio, and she's listening to the radio, not to the phone. Wonderful. Oh, gosh. What could I tell you?
Well, thank you for that public service announcement, telling people not to drive their cars into the East River. That's very good of you to point that out to people. No, bad.
Hey, listen, they landed a plane in the Hudson River, right?
Scully.
And nobody
Scully.
Was hurt.
That's right. Made him a star.
There you go. All right. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about this rate increase. And Mike has all these points here and all these reasons, and, you know, John, chime in on anything you want to. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. French TV is in the house. John McDonough, JFK Mike.
Yes.
And me, Taxi Dave. Stay tuned for more.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new 2016 wheelchair accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire theft collision and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the dude of man. Together, more or less in life. Just keep truckin', home, home, home.
Yeah, keep on truckin'. Back to the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. You've trucked right back to the Taxi Dave Show on Sunday night, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. Here's an email from Steve. Uber drivers does not have annoying taxi TV, also partition-free. And people who's going to the airport, they're obsessed with the roomier, luxurious Uber cars, Lincolns, Mercedes, Audis, Teslas, Toyotas, and Honda hybrids. Okay, well, thank you, Steve. What that means, folks, is it's not an equal playing field. If they're picking up street hails through their phones or illegally on the streets, they should just be arrested and impounded. But why don't we have the same vehicles? Why don't we have a choice to use those more luxurious vehicles also?
Yeah. And the handicap thing, too, there aren't a lot of other vehicles besides yellow cabs getting into the game to transport the people in wheelchairs.
Well, being forced into the game. Let's realize that. Nobody's going in there willingly. This is being forced upon yellow cab drivers.
And where's the business? That's another
thing. Well, that's, we can really start getting into that about the, you know, picking up people, getting out of the cab, putting yourself in danger, actually getting out in oncoming traffic, trying to get the person out, particularly on some of the busier streets. I mean, it's very dangerous.
Not to belabor the point, I sent an email to the TLC. I said, listen, what you got to do before you do any wheelchair stuff on express track basis, you got to have specific pickup and drop-off places for people in wheelchair. They don't exist. We got bike lanes up the wazoo all over the city. There's not one specific zone with a wheelchair handicap space to pick up and drop off people in wheelchairs. So they're talking about putting more wheelchair vehicles on the... Listen, give us a designated space to pick these people and drop them off safely. Because right now it doesn't exist, which is a little bit crazy.
Good point, Mike. Here's an email from Mark. If you can only drive by relying on GPS, you are banned from driving. License revocation forever. And GPS devices are the biggest distraction, followed by hands-free devices, because they need to be manually set by the driver. Too much dashboard info causes the brain to pay less attention to the road.
I would disagree with him on that. Like even going to Kennedy, I'll put it in to see if the Grand Central or the Van Wyck, which is moving better, or Woodhaven. So, you know, even though you know how to get to JFK, the GPS will tell you that there's an accident on the Van Wyck, or you can go Woodhaven. Like, you can't be clairvoyant and see that. And I would disagree. It even tells you Manhattan. I would put it in to Penn Station and say, take 6th Avenue instead of 8th Avenue. 8th Avenue is blocked up. So it's a valuable resource.
Here's an email. My friend's 2016 Honda CRV took off after she placed it in park. The dealer had the vehicle 2 weeks and then gave her a brand new vehicle. Do you think they're covering something up? As far as recalls, we announced a major recall on a number of vehicles where they'd put them in park and the car would roll. So, you know, if your friend had been listening to the Taxi Dave Show, he probably would have known about that recall. But thanks for bringing it to our attention. Certainly appreciate it. Taxi Dave, what would it take in order to get the TLC to allow taxis to put the rates back on the doors? There we go. Yeah. We want our rates back on the doors. That's right.
That's a very good point because, I mean, every city, every cab, and even us for 70, 80 years had the rates on the side of the door so people could see how much they would cost to get into and out of a cab. So I don't know why they took it off and put this, like, crazy T on the door instead of the rates. People don't want to see a T. They want to see the price.
The Port Authority police can help themselves, especially the congestion in LaGuardia, if they're willing to listen. There's a lot of congestion at the airports because a lot of empty black cars who use apps to get hired are waiting on the roads at the terminals and outside the terminals, hoping their phone will beep for a fare. The Port Authority can download an open app and see which drivers are soliciting for fares and waiting on the terminal roadways at the terminals. They need to wait at the Port Authority appointed lots like yellow taxis do. All
yes,
right.
That's it.
And let's take our next. We're going to try this again, okay?
You've got to give her another shot.
For the first time on the Taxi Dave Show, my mom is calling in.
Hello.
To the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, everybody. I have to tell you something. I just heard you say something that turned my stomach. You were talking about the cars Uber drives, that they could drive any color. Is that your biggest problem? Shame on all of you. And Gloria is right. Everybody.
It wasn't any color. It was any kind of car.
That's what I mean. That's what your big problem is, any kind of car. Shame on all of you. You have a partner that you pay. You have the city. What are they doing for you?
Right.
You are a group of people that are earning a living and paying the city thousands, and you have no say, not even to have on your doors how much it, what is going on? I have to tell you something, really. You took my thunder away, David. I was going to call you before and tell you, shut your mouth about the Jaguars. But of course, you had to open your big mouth and say,
oh,
God.
That's an official apology from the Pollock family.
Oh, my God.
That works.
I have something
to tell you. Tell us how you really feel, Ma.
Yeah, I'll tell you how I feel.
You think it's easy? You think it was easy for me growing up, folks?
I feel that the city is taking such a great advantage of the yellow taxis. Manhattan is a sea of transportation. Cabs, taxis, rickshaws, bicycles, Uber, Schmuba. I don't believe it. And years ago, it used to be paved with yellow, and not now. And you pay so much money to your partners. What? You, the poor cab drivers don't even have a place to go pishy.
By the way, that's a big
another
problem.
Another shot.
You're telling me.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you something.
I don't have a place to go.
John, you guys drive. I get complaints all the time about this.
True.
That even the designated taxi-only stands have for hire vehicles sitting in them.
The Uber cabs are taking that over. Then there's one spot that you can go, Mike, you know, on 42nd Street, just across First Avenue by the park there.
Right.
You have traffic agents lurking around that when you park to run into the park, they're giving you tickets for that 2 or 3 minutes that you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And there have been reports that taxi drivers are being fined for going into the parks.
Well,
different hours. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I got stuck in a Snapple bottle. It was horrible.
What?
That's a joke.
Okay.
It wasn't a joke
Ma,
then.
Listen, Ma, thanks for calling in.
And with his mother on the line, you're going to tell that joke?
And you can call in anytime you want, Ma.
Yeah. I have a letter from Uber. It's not, someone put it in my mailbox. It's not my address, and it's not my name. However, I opened it up, and it says make up to $280 in the weekend. Easy to get started.
Ma, go ahead. You don't even have a license. I want you to drive for Uber.
There you go.
No, you are the perfect candidate, then.
That's
no
right.
License?
No license?
Just go.
But she has a criminal record. I don't know.
No, that still doesn't matter. Come on.
Sign up. All you have to do is sign up.
Nothing like getting mail sent to, you know, senior citizens, octogenarians, to drive for Uber. Thank you, Uber.
Miss Taxi Mom, how was it raising Taxi Dave?
I beg your pardon?
How was it raising a Taxi Dave? How was it? Was he much
that
trouble?
That ain't the damn business. He was a Uber.
Jesus.
Wow.
Better you than me, John.
Ooh, well stated.
Ma, I love you. Okay,
I'm
gonna take my next call. Okay, Carrie, I don't know how you're gonna follow this, but Carrie, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, I don't know how I could follow her either. She's great. Uber Schmuber.
The guy
talking about the flat rate on the $52 and keeping good drivers. Do they even care whether they're keeping good drivers anymore? I mean, really.
That's a good question. I think we're not that complicated. If you pay quality people, you maintain and you can keep quality people. If you chisel the cabbies to death every step of the way, they're going to leave, and that's what's happening now. You have to come up with a little more money for the cab drivers to take this seriously, because a lot of these drivers, you don't want to get into fly-by-night cabbies all over again. We had a good run back when Matthew Das was running the show. He made it a point, and it's in the TLC rules. They have to watch how much the drivers are making and make sure they make a living out of this. It's in their rules. It's right there. Abe showed me the other day. And you have to take care of the drivers if you want a quality business on the streets of New York.
And if you drive an accessible car, you're going to get 50 cents for each fare.
So I have one question. Are you aware of any effort for Uber to try to help level the playing field with yellow taxis?
Oof. To let Uber level the playing field? I don't think Uber wants anything to do with leveling the playing field, to tell you the truth. I think Uber is... like the Star Wars Death Star, in my opinion. And I think it's up to the yellow cab drivers to come back and the yellow cab industry to come back and take what was given to us to run since 1937. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Uber's going to screw their own drivers. Never mind us.
I want to thank all the callers for calling in tonight. We're running out of time. Thanks, French TV, for filming us tonight. JFK Mike. The captivist, John McDonough. So listen to him on WBAI. Next week, we're going to have Malachi McCourt live in the studio here. Talk about Accessoride. Ma, thanks for calling in. Okay, I'm Taxi Dave. This was the place to be, folks. Every Sunday night. We'll see you next Sunday night. I got to go now.
Hey, Taxi, take me up to the front. Left from standing in the dark.
This has been a podcast from WOR.